Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast. We're all about political cartoons. Today, we're discussing cartoons about eccentric billionaire Elon Musk, who bought Twitter and seems to be running it into the ground. Elon owns Tesla and SpaceX. He has a huge presence in the solar energy business through his company SolarCity. He made a fortune creating PayPal. He makes big news with his often stupid or controversial tweets, including one that earned him a fine of millions of dollars from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Musk has been divorced 3 times. He has 9 children. His newest son's name is pronounced X-A-12. Musk is estimated to be the second richest man in the world, dropping from number one late last year as value of his Tesla shares dropped. And we have 4 great cartoonists today to discuss Elon Musk. Gentlemen, Dave Wamond has written or illustrated over 50 books. In fact, he's finishing one just today. He draws 2 comics, Reality Check, which has been a newspaper since 1995, and a new one called Day by Dave, and he's won a whole bunch of awards. Monty Wolverton from Washington State draws wonderful, quirky liberal cartoons that we syndicate everywhere. Monty is doing a crowdfunding now at Cagle.com/Wolverton. I hope you'll take a look because it's tough to make a living in editorial cartoons with newspapers dying, so the support of fans can make all the difference in keeping artists like Monty drawing. You can make a difference. Jeff Katurba has drawn for over 30 years for the top newspaper in Nebraska. His cartoons have flown around the world on the space shuttle Discovery. He's consistently appearing among our most popular cartoonists, as does Dave Wamond. And he hosts a show on classical music on radio station KVNO in Omaha, and he plays in a swing band called the Prairie Cats. And he's been struck by lightning. And he has also got a crowdfunding campaign with us at Cagle.com/Katurba. I hope you'll consider contributing to Jeff and keep Jeff drawing as newspapers fade away. Bob Engelhart was the editorial cartoonist for the Hartford Courant for 35 years when his job was eliminated by the hedge fund that bought the newspaper. Before that, he worked for Chicago Today, the Journal Gazette in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the Journal Herald in Dayton, Ohio. His progressive editorial cartoons have been distributed all over the world by Cagle Cartoons for nearly 20 years. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Great to be here.
Well, let's get started on all of this. Here's our first cartoon. This one's by Pat Bagley, Elon Musk peeing in the Twitter pool. I thought this was very funny.
Very clever.
Is that all you guys have to say?
No, I like it. Very clever. It's a great take. I mean, there have been so many cartoons that have been drawn with the little Twitter bird. And that's, as a cartoonist, you're always looking for that iconic symbol that we can all relate to that doesn't take any explanation. You see the Twitter bird, you know what it's about, but I have not seen anything like this. It's very, very unique.
No, really, that's a new one.
Okay. Jeff, here's one of yours. Laughing Musk in his space suit with the bird pecking to get in and lots of money.
This is when there was the question of whether Elon Musk was actually going to go ahead and take over Twitter or not. So yeah, just another one of these cartoons where we're seeing the Twitter bird. I just want to let you know that even though you can't see it, Elon Musk is peeing in a spacesuit. You just can't see it. It's off the page.
That's very good to know.
It's a very good Musk, a very good rendition.
Oh, thank you.
Dave, I thought this cartoon was just wonderful, and it comes from the children's book author.
Yeah, can you tell?
Where your heart is, I think. So you've got the children's book and the kid with the blue check on his shirt, and the children's book reads, "He was no longer verified, but he didn't feel small. You see, he didn't need that Twitter blue check mark at all. Elon making him pay for one was really just plain wrong. Besides, that blue check mark had been inside him all along."
Brilliant, yeah, cartoon. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Funny. This made me laugh.
Thanks. Yeah, just the day the fiasco of him taking away people's check marks, and some were saying, "I've got it back." You know, like, what's going on? I didn't pay for it, and others were commenting, you know, celebrities saying, "I'm still me. I'm still here." You know, and that just sort of being a children's book author, that popped into my head right away. Where, you know, hey, it was always inside of me. You know. So I thought, hey, that could actually work.
That's very funny. Nice. Monty, here's one of yours. Elon squeezing the Twitter bird who does not feel too happy about being squeezed.
Well, that's kind of the essential thing that's happening, isn't it?
I guess it is. That poor bird suffers in cartoons about like the dove of peace suffers.
I feel very bad about that bird.
No birds. You could have had some bird droppings on Elon Musk from, you know, being squeezed like that.
I could have added that.
We certainly have cartoons with bird droppings on Elon Musk.
I've seen a few.
Here's
of
one
those.
Of mine.
Oh, that's better.
It's great, Daryl.
Oh, well, thank you. I've got Mama Elon Musk bird throwing up into the mouth of the Twitter bird because that's what birds do. Bob, here you've got a bird brain cartoon with Elon, and he's got unrestricted speech on his mind.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating to me what people will do when they get enough money that they can do anything they want to do, anything in the world. And I think of Michael Jackson and the ranch that he had, Neverland Ranch, and buying a monkey. And I mean, what do people do when they can do anything on earth? Look at this guy. He buys companies.
He says things he shouldn't be saying.
This is the state to which we all aspire.
Bob, I think you're saying with this Twitter bird bones that Twitter is soon to be extinct.
Well, yeah. I was soon to be extinct on Twitter. I was going to quit Twitter, but a colleague talked me out of it.
And you still find it useful to be on Twitter in spite of Musk?
I don't take it personally. But I was going to leave Twitter because I couldn't find out anything that it ever did for me.
Are you finding it useful now? Do you still use it, you said?
I put my cartoons on. That's all I do. I don't comment. I don't watch sports and comment on every play. You know what I mean? Or political speeches and comment. I'm not there to comment. But people who are really on Twitter, they don't have any privacy. They're on there all the time. Share every thought, every emotion. If I shared every emotion, the police would come knocking on my door.
Okay, Jeff, tell us about this one. You've got two aliens talking to each other. They're on the moon. One alien says,
"First, NASA chose Elon Musk to bring humans to the moon. But then Jeff Bezos protested. All I want to know is who's delivering my Amazon package."
You know, great alien voice, Daryl. I at the end of the day, people can be upset at Musk, or they'll be upset with Jeff Bezos for whatever reason. But really, they still want to use Twitter. Some of them do. Yeah. Or they just want to know if they're going to get their Amazon package delivered. Yeah. And let's talk about Amazon Prime, which has kind of quietly become worse and not dependable. But you know, we all lament, or I do lament, the bookstores that are closing, but I still order sometimes from Amazon. We want the convenience, but we want to be able to criticize these rich guys too and have the best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I use Amazon as politics being local, I guess.
I use Amazon a lot.
Jeff, I think this one is probably close to the most popular cartoon you've drawn. It was one of the most popular ones of the year. You've got aliens in the space station. They're looking up at three shooting stars. One says, "Looks like we have company." Another one says, "UFO?" He says, "No, just Bezos, Musk, and Branson showing off as they shoot through the sky." Boy, the editors liked this one.
Well, I mean, I just feel like I'm a big fan of the space program. As you mentioned, I've had a cartoon on the space shuttle, but I've followed it, as I assume most of us have. And it's ramping up again, of course, in part thanks to these rich guys and also NASA going back to the moon. It's very exciting. But, you know, it sort of, for me, it begs a deeper question, like, what does it mean to be an astronaut? You know, it used to be you would have to go through NASA, but now you can just buy your way onto, maybe onto the moon eventually or Mars. And it's just going to kind of change the dynamic of what it means to be an astronaut. I'm not saying that's bad, but it's just an interesting conversation moving forward.
Do kids look up to astronauts today like they did back in the day when the space exploration was new?
Bob, that's a great question. I have a friend who's an astronaut. He's back in Nebraska now. And I'm going to ask him that. That is a great question. I do know that he gives a lot of talks to schools, and they do turn out to hear him talk. Yeah. So I think so. I hope so.
Jeff, so here you've got Santa and the elves, and the kids looking at a Santa candy cane check mark, and the elf says,
"The big guy is holding off a check verification for now. Too many naughty kids pretending to be nice."
This is cute.
That's good.
Nice.
I like yours better, Dave. But I should have turned the elves into space aliens. It just mix everything together.
So here's one by Rivers, the cat who ate the canary, and Elon Musk is the cat eating the Twitter bird. We probably had a dozen cartoons with Elon Musk as the cat, but I like them all. Editors seem to like them all. It doesn't matter that people draw the same thing. That's something that cartoonists worry about more than editors. All right. Rivers is kind of crazy conservative. He draws the radical left as a vulture descending on Elon, who's taking an innocent little picture of the Twitter birdie in the nest. And he says, "Aw, you're a cute little birdie. Where's your mommy?" So what do you think of this? I did not invite a conservative cartoonist to this get together.
His drawings are always beautiful.
I mean, yes, they are.
But his drawings are nice, you know, in that Jeff McNally way, with all due respect to Rivers, but very beautifully drawn. Yeah,
nice. No comment on the substance.
No.
We can agree to disagree. I mean,
well, I don't.
Here's
I don't
another know. Rivers with Elon as Moses, and it says, "And so Musk came down to the liberal Twitter mob, and you've got the mob labeled hate speech, and Musk says, 'Also, get rid of that idol. Everyone knows you use it to ban everyone who doesn't agree with your cult.'" And the hate speech crowd says, "I doth hateth this guy already."
I don't have to watch Fox News Channel because I just look at Rivers' cartoons and I know what Fox News Channel is talking about.
Yeah, there we go.
So he saved me a lot of time. And time is precious.
It's enough for me.
One of the things that has absolutely been so frustrating to me on the whole Twitter conversation is that it is not censorship, and people have thrown around the word censorship, mm-hmm. and it's not accurate. It's a private business, and government. It's not government censorship. And these people just say that, Trump was censored. Well, no.
No, not at all.
The same way, if I own a bar and a guy comes in and he's disturbing my customers, I have every right to throw that guy out of my bar. It's my establishment.
Yep.
Well, you know, the First Amendment protects us against government censorship. But there is private censorship. The people that run Twitter are not my editors. And when they kill one of my cartoons, that's censorship, even though they have every right to do it.
I see it as editing. There's a difference between editing and censoring. Government censors.
Yeah, but an editor is someone you work with who's hiring you to do something. You know, when I'm posting on whatever I want on the web and some gatekeeper comes and says you can't post that, that's not my editor. That's some gatekeeper imposing his will on me.
Yeah, but that's what gatekeepers do.
Right.
And I deal with gatekeepers for 35 years at the Hartford Current.
Right. Those were editors.
Bob, to your point, you know, people would say that too. They said, well, you know, when I was at the newspaper, were you ever censored? No. I was edited.
Exactly.
So when Facebook kills one of your cartoons, are they editing you?
Yeah, it's their company.
Mm-hmm. And I know Clay Jones, the cartoonist Clay Jones, he's had some of his taken off Facebook. And
I've had a bunch taken off. They said for violating community standards.
Yeah.
And I don't think a human even looks at them. I think somebody complains who disagrees with your cartoon and it gets taken down. I've got like 5 Facebook pages. And whenever I get a cartoon killed on Facebook, it's only on one and it stays up on the other 4. There's no consistency to it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody looks.
The last one I had taken down was taken down for reasons that were contrary to the cartoon. It was like a machine had looked at it and didn't understand the satire.
AI thing.
So I didn't feel it. I just
AS, artificial stupidity.
All right, Dave, here's one of yours. You've got the guy riding on the Twitter login roller coaster, and he's dropping into a vat of goo, and he says, "I'm worried that if Elon Musk is allowed to buy Twitter, things could go downhill." And you were right.
It's almost like I can predict the future.
It is. Yeah. It's amazing.
I love that.
Here's another one of yours, Dave.
Thanks.
You've got Elon Musk holding his sink. You know, he walked into Twitter on his first day holding a sink saying, "Let the sink in." He says, I'm the new owner of Twitter. Let that sink in. And then he's sunk underwater. Yes, you are prescient.
I'm Kreskin. I don't know. That's too old a reference, isn't it? Does anyone remember Kreskin?
I remember it. Yes,
I do.
Yeah.
Here's another one of yours with a very nice Elon, and he's a robot, and he says, blah, blah, blah. And the scientists are looking at him saying, how did we not notice that until now it could be that simple? And he looks at the on-off switch.
Yeah, that play on words just kind of came to me and fit in with the whole robotic personality. Mm-hmm. And I think at that point, everyone had had enough of Elon. So I thought it just all kind of came together in one here. So
Monty, so you've got an empty conference table that says Twitter Content Moderation Council.
No, I'd forgotten about that. Was easy to draw, and there were no caricatures in it, and there were just a lot of chairs. That was, there it is, empty. Moderation.
Those are really nice chairs, Monty.
Yeah, I was going to say, easy to draw, like a table's like drawing a horse. You know, I avoid them if I can zoom in and cut off the legs, then I'm find any way to cheat.
I hate drawing bicycles. I will avoid drawing a bicycle as long as I can.
If you look closely, you'll see that the one chair on the left is the mirror image of the other chair on the right, exactly. And so, yeah, I cut a few corners there. But
if I get a request to draw a horse and a bike, I'm out of there. Forget it.
Here's an Adam Siglis cartoon. He's got a Twitter megaphone spewing out garbage. Musk's idea of absolute free speech. There are a lot of muck cartoons associated with Elon Musk. Here he is letting the sink in, and there's the sink is connected to the sewer and spewing muck. Here's a Twitter Trojan horse with all of these characters climbing out of it. Twitter is a lot of chaos with a lot of crazy characters. This is a Thanksgiving cartoon with Musk as the turkey on the frozen food aisle.
I don't know if Ziglis intended it, but it looked like the turkey is on the left-hand side where he had the yellow plastic handle, almost like they're sticking tongues out at Elon.
Here's Elon, the Wicked Witch of the West, sending out his Twitter flying monkeys. Fly, my pretties.
That's funny.
You know, if you don't comment on cartoons, I'm probably going to edit them out. The poor cartoonist won't get his cartoon seen. Every kid gets a trophy, and Elon Musk is handing out the checks to everyone for only $7.99 a month. You can have one, too.
Is that what it is? I got one.
Did you?
Yeah, and I feel better than everyone now.
Did the check display on your page?
It took it a while because they were going through this other thing of, you know, I guess that's, they were busy with that or something, but it took, I don't know, it took like almost a week, either that or it was there and I didn't notice it. But the only reason I got it, well, was so that I could put longer videos on there. And I think your posts have a larger reach or something like that.
Yes, it's interesting to me on Twitter. I've got like 70,000 followers on Twitter. And when I put up a post, it goes to about 300 people. They just throttle them back so that your number of followers doesn't make much difference.
Well, did you get a blue check and then gauge?
I don't have a blue check. I should do that and see if there's
any
difference.
That suggested that I get a blue check.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Has it been working? Are you getting lots more people to use it? Are more people seeing your post?
It seems like there's a few more, but it's hard to tell because that varies from cartoon to cartoon.
Yeah, they really want you to pay to get your own followers to see your
posts. I'm paying Elon.
Elon is definitely trying to generate income because there's rumors today that you're going to have to pay to read an article. Every article you're going to have to pay to read and provide banking information. I don't know if that's true or not, though. So.
And then I don't think there's a cartoon here about it, but we saw his thing that he did. Was it yesterday? I think the article I read that was dated yesterday, his paid family leave, which was 20 weeks for the organization, was cut down to 2 weeks. 2 weeks paid family leave.
Jeez. Oh,
which means he doesn't want women working for his organization, doesn't want women who reproduce. Yeah. He wants, cheap young people, and I don't know.
By the way, Monty, I think you should put your blue check mark on your signature on your cartoons.
There you go.
You know,
problem solved.
I think you might have something there.
Problem solved.
All right, here's another Bagley cartoon with Musk the robot, which seems to also be a popular metaphor. And Musk says,
Get back to work, meat organisms.
What a great name for a band.
Meat organisms. Organism.
Yes, I like it.
And another Musk cat cartoon by Bagley, which is a very nice one. It's standing in the shadow of Trump. And
I love this.
Oh, that's great.
Musk has killed the Twitter bird with a tap of his finger. It's a sad one. Apologies to Frank Kelly Freas. Was this
Queen album cover back in the early 80s, I guess?
Oh, News yeah. Yeah,
Kelly Freas did this?
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. He must have. I just know it by the, like, I remember being a kid and seeing the album cover and like, well, I'm buying this just from the cover. So
I'm a big Kelly Freas fan. He used to come to NCS meetings in Los Angeles. Just a lovely guy.
Yeah, I think even if you don't know the musical reference on that one, it still works.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh, yeah.
So here's Elon Musk looking like Apocalypse Now. And he says, I had to destroy the village to save it.
Yeah,
great. Almost looks like Ted Cruz there a bit, too. So
are all you guys using electronic drawing on a Cintiq or some such thing like that?
I am using a Cintiq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I do the original drawing on paper and then scan it and color it in a Cintiq. So,
yeah. Okay.
How about you, Bob?
I draw a cartoon on paper and then put it in Photoshop. I'm using Photoshop. I'm using the Photoshop that was developed in 1990.
So here's another Bagley. Elon throwing a burning Twitter bird onto his pile of $44 billion. That doesn't look like a very good investment in retrospect.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if he tried to screw it up. I don't know if there's a method to his madness, but I think my dog could have done a better job running Twitter. So
it does seem kind of random. Yeah. Here's Musk the fox in the Twitter hen house. I'm just here for free speech as the Twitter birds fly away. This one is by our new cartoonist, Frank Hansen. And Musk says, we need everyone to pause their work on AI. Psst, I need a launch update on XAI and TruthGPT on my desk in 30 minutes.
I really love his loose style. I've seen his work for a while, so I'm glad you picked him up, Daryl.
He's doing pretty well, and he's excited to be in the package. So I'm very happy with him. Here's another Musk cat eating the Twitter bird. We certainly got a lot of these. I should have grouped them together. Musk letting the Twitter bird free. This one's by Gary McCoy. And of course, the conservative view is that Twitter was dominated by liberals, and then conservative Musk allows the Twitter bird to be free of the liberal cage.
Well, this is certainly a different perspective.
I always say that when I see a conservative cartoon or a conservative commentator, sometimes I think, oh, wow, I it's amazing how you could take that away from the situation. But you did. You saw, you know, two people can look at the same event and walk away with two completely different takes on it. And that's always fascinated me.
Well, it doesn't seem to make much sense, but still.
No, it doesn't make sense. It's conservative.
Here you've got the QAnon shaman riding on the Twitter bird that says property of Elon Musk. He says, yee-haw, this is a Rick McKee cartoon. I guess maybe there's some truth to that. Did he free up all of the crazy conservatives to be more crazy on Twitter?
Maybe. Well, he let a bunch of like Nazi accounts back on, which was, he banned an account that showed funny cat videos for some reason for a week or so, but the Nazi guys can still have free reign. Knock yourselves out.
You know, we have, this podcast is called Kegelcast and kegelcast.com. And there's another podcast called Kegel Cats, CATS, and it's all about kitties.
No relation.
One letter difference.
That's funny.
Just so you know, when you misspell it, you get cats.
And ironically, if it's Kegel Cats, they're probably showing cartoons about Elon Musk as a cat too. So
they must. All right. Here you've got Elon with Twitter on his mind from Kevin Sires.
Nice.
This is a lovely Taylor Jones cartoon with Elon and his girlfriend of last year, Grimes. And Grimes is pretty funny. And there you see his little son, X-A-12.
That must be tough when you're yelling at your kid to come in. Hey, X-A-12, get in here.
That poor kid's going to be spelling his name for the rest of his life. What's your name? I don't know. Call me Mike.
Kind of reminds me of Frank Zappa with Dweezil and Moon Unit. Yeah, and whatever.
Yeah, but we knew how to pronounce Dweezil.
Yeah, you can pronounce Dweezil, Easel-E.
Here you've got Dick Wright, another conservative cartoon, with heroic executioner Elon Musk executing the presumably liberal who used to be on Twitter.
I've known Dick since he was with the Rhode Island newspaper. That's going back 40 years, I think. 35 years, something like that.
And I love those shoes. He draws, his drawings are just beautiful. Love the bottom of those shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are. Those are good. Those seriously. Are fine shoes.
Kind of Drucker-ish or Oliphant-ish.
Mm-hmm. Jack Davis.
Jack Davis, too, yeah.
Jack Davis, yeah.
I like the restraint. So, he didn't show the head rolling away.
Thank goodness. So, gentlemen, that was our last cartoon. You have any more thoughts on Elon Musk?
Well, I'm jealous of Elon Musk. He's got more money than I do. He can do whatever he wants. I'm jealous.
I think he's a fascinating character. Like, he's kind of a cartoonist dream. He would be implausible in an Austin Powers movie. He's like Dr. Evil, kind of, you know. I still haven't made my mind up about him. So.
It's sort of like what we were talking about earlier, like Bezos and Amazon or whatever. We can criticize them, and I certainly have. And he does seem like he's really wacky and crazy, but maybe he is a wacky, crazy genius too. I mean, and what he's doing, you know, for the space program, pretty compelling stuff. So he's complex, and I don't know. I feel like in our world, we're filled with. There are so many complex characters and, you know, they're, you know, with cancel culture and everything else, but it's like, how do you finesse the crazy and, you know, that balance of crazy and genius?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it is
interesting that in the cartoons, Twitter just predominates and Twitter is arguably not the biggest or most important things that Elon Musk does.
Mm-hmm. I think he was a darling of the left and well, almost everyone when he was, you know, he had the electric car and the rockets into space. Like, he could have been so well thought of, and that kind of fell apart when he got into the Twitter thing. So it just, it kind of went south on him. And I don't know if
he did seem crazy when he launched a Tesla into space.
True, that was a bit.
Okay, maybe I'm not jealous of him.
I think part of his...
Maybe he's just nuts.
Part of his general business plan, I think he's a little bit Trumpish in that he thrives and uses publicity. And perhaps part of his strategy in acquiring Twitter was that the amount of publicity that it would give him. He doesn't really care if it's negative publicity or positive publicity, as long as it's publicity. Which is not.
Well, he acknowledges that he stumbled into buying Twitter. He didn't have much choice because the court was going to force him to go through with the things that he said. But after Twitter's stock dropped after he made an offer, and the offer was no longer a very reasonable offer to make. So I kind of, you know, he acknowledges that. That was the news reports at the time. I kind of believe it. It seems like a lot of the stuff he does kind of happens randomly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I drew the cartoon with him with the money as the astronauts. I remember what it was just what you said, Daryl. He made the offer and then he kind of backed off and the Twitter bird.
Stuck. Yeah.
Thanks for him.
But I noticed he the algorithms, he will always have his tweets pop up first in your feed, even if you don't follow him. Yeah, so, you know, and then he can post infantile jokes too. So I think he bought it for that.
Long live Elon Musk. He's a never ending source of cartoons.
I wish him well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he goes with this, with all of this. So.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Everyone, thank you for being with us today. Everyone, please remember to subscribe to the Kegelcast. Subscribe to the Kegelcast. And if you were listening today and not seeing the cartoons, know that our Kegelcast is available in both video and audio formats. If you want to see the cartoons, you can go to kegel.com or Apple Podcasts or YouTube or Spotify or kegelcast.com. And you can see the cartoons in the video podcast. But hey, since we describe them, that audio podcast is still pretty good. And thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. And we will see you next time.
You're welcome.
All right.
Peace out.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thanks a lot.